Welcome to the Diamond Mine Transformation Radio Show with your host, Greg Dwyer, on Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check out Greg by clicking on the Diamond Mine Transformation Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can go to the Diamond Mine Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Greg has trained and coached thousands of people in his career, and you're in for a treat when you work with Greg. Whether you're taking his NLP training or going on a Diamond Mine Transformation travel tour on another continent, you'll enjoy Greg's effective technique. Check out his website on www.gregdwyer.com. And now on to our show with Greg Dwyer. Take it away, Greg.
Hi, everyone. It's Greg Dwyer. Today is August 9th, 2020. Can't believe it. It is 5 o'clock, top of the hour. Glad you're listening right now, live or a future broadcast. I got to tell you a funny story. I'm just looking at the time. I have like 3 minutes to get in. I just looked at this and said, I can't believe, you know, before you know it, I have to be on. This thing starts at 5 o'clock no matter what. Actually, it starts with or without you. It's one of those things. So I was looking at the time, and I go, I got plenty of time. And then all of a sudden, I looked. I had 2 minutes. I'm dialing in thinking, oh, I hope I get in. So I'm glad to be here live. I'm glad you're here as well. So today is August 9th, and it just hit me, I don't know, midday today. 28 years ago today, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. And you think, well, what was that all about? So I go to graduate school, graduate in 1992, and I was ordained a minister on August 9th. So that's 28 years ago. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I was just about turning 30, and in 2 years, 2022, which is 2 years from now, on August 9th, it'll be 30 years in ordained ministry in the church, which I just can't believe. And I know when I graduated from the seminary, I thought that I knew everything. Now, 28 years later, I know nothing. I just can't believe it. I work with a young guy that just turned 30 years old. He's brand new. He was just ordained a couple months back, and he's the new generation. And I'm thinking to myself, it's just amazing how fast time flies. So in 2 years, it'll be 30 years. I just can't believe it. And the funny thing about it is, I was oblivious to the date today, even though it's a Sunday, because it was a Sunday when it happened 28 years ago. I was oblivious of it. I wasn't thinking about it over the weekend and didn't think about it really this morning at all. I really thought about it. It just kind of came to me in a flash and went, oh, my gosh, is today the 9th of August? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, the 9th of August, 28 years. I'm doing the math in my head. Do you have things like that? Do you have anniversaries or different dates that you think about and they have, you know, great significance and you think, wow, that's a milestone. Maybe it's an anniversary. Maybe it's just some kind of sentimental date that's in the back of your mind. And every time that date rolls around, you think of a person or a situation. Well, today is my day. Now, this week was really unusual. This was a week of my vacation, and you make plans, and I think God laughs. I had plans this week to relax, which I did, but I also had plans to just spend time on the Internet doing research. I own a lot of online courses that I've spent money on. Barely opened them up, you know, on marketing and internet things like that. And I thought, you know, this would be a great week just to chill, open up some of those online courses and start, you know, watching some of them. Here in Connecticut, 50% of the people in Connecticut were without power. In fact, I met somebody today at a coffee shop that's still without power going on 6 days. So my power went out. It was let me see, it was Tuesday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I actually was looking at the ceiling fan, and all of a sudden the ceiling fan stopped on Tuesday. I'm staring at the ceiling fan on Wednesday thinking, okay, if I had powers, I could make this thing move. And I thought, well, maybe if I had powers, it could happen on Thursday. But anyway, it was out on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so I finally got power on Saturday. And as far as me doing some online work or spending time with the computer, that didn't happen at all. Didn't open my computer at all, didn't get into my online courses. Maybe it was meant to be. I had a very relaxing week, but a very boring week. And if you asked me what I did, I would probably say maybe read a book, but I pretty much didn't do anything. And the reason why I know it was boring is because one day just seemed to just drag into the next day and the next day. Like every single day was kind of like the same day, you know. And I thought to myself, I miss having a purpose. I miss doing the show. In fact, last week I think we had a we must have had a replay because I was somewhere else. Yeah, I had a replay. I miss doing the show. I miss doing my marketing. I miss doing, you know, what I normally do in my own business. And I just said to myself, I can't imagine people that just can't wait to retire. I think I would go loony unless I had something to do, you know, something that would, I don't know, maybe challenge me. But, you know, one of my good friends, I've known this guy for over 35, 40 years. His name is Steven. We grew up in New Fairfield together. He just retired from the post office about 2 years ago, and he does substitute teaching just to keep himself busy. And now, you know, substitute teaching, we don't even know if it's going to happen this fall. Hopefully it will. But I said, you got to find something. You got to have some purpose. You got to have some meaning. You got to keep yourself, you know, focused on doing something positive, because if you're just waking up every single day with no purpose and no direction, you're probably not going to be here too long. So there's something I want to talk about. I titled this, Be Careful How You Think. I was tempted to say, be careful what you think, but I thought to myself, I'm going to change this up a little bit. Be careful how you think. Now, I think it was Donald Trump that said, if you're going to think, you might as well think big. You probably heard that before. But what I'm getting at is how you think is just as important as what you think about. Now think about it this way. You have millions and millions and millions of things that you can think about, right? You can think about the weather, which, by the way, you don't have control, right? Or you can think about politics. Maybe you do have control. November, you know, 3rd, go out there and vote, right? But not everything you focus on you really can control. So you get to pick what you're going to focus on and what you're going to think about, right? So think about that. That's pretty powerful. You have the ability to say, I don't want to think about that right now, or I'm going to think about that right now, or I'd rather choose to focus on this instead, right? So if you've ever been around a group of people, and I'm sure you have, everybody's fighting for attention and everybody's fighting to get their, you know, message out. You have to choose who you're going to listen to and what you're going to focus on and what you're going to think. But what I'm getting at tonight is this: careful how you think, right? So, okay, maybe you think about what happened in Lebanon this week, but how do you think about it? You say a prayer for those folks? Do you sit there and you just cry all day? You know, it's up to you how you're going to think about it. That's the key. Now, what got me inspired is I normally don't read the newspaper, but I came across an article on Friday, July 31st, 2020, and this really, in fact, I took it home. It was at my sister's house, and I asked her if I could take it because it made such an impact on me. The title is A Matter of Laugh or Death. Oh, I love that title. A Matter of Laugh or Death. And he goes on to say, feeling grumpy? Beware of negative thoughts. Now, my mom used to listen to Norman Vincent Peale, you know, The Power of Positive Thinking. You know, Earl Nightingale, if you've ever listened to Earl Nightingale, in fact, if you haven't ever listened to Earl Nightingale, go on Google, type in Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret, right? These are people that talked about, you know, the power of positive thinking. It's really great stuff. It really is. Now, the problem with the power of positive thinking is you have to start thinking about this stuff, you know? I mean, normally when something goes bad, you go into a tailspin, and it's hard to get out of it, isn't it? You know, like something happens, the phone call comes in, someone's got bad news, you're watching something on TV, or I don't know, maybe your power goes out, or you're staring at the ceiling fan hoping it would turn on, and it doesn't. But the problem with the power of positive thinking is you have to think about it. And by the time you get to the point of thinking about it, a lot of times it's too late. You're already in the muck, you know what I mean? You're already in the depression. You're already in the anxiety, and it's hard to snap out. You ever see that movie with Cher, I think it was called Moonstruck, where, you know, she slaps the guy in the face and she says, snap out of it? A lot of times we need somebody to do that, you know, give us a little slap and say, step out of it.